In this video, I want to talk about Twitter and how you can use it for marketing purposes. First of all, a bit of background about Twitter. Twitter is both an online social media site and a smartphone app. And Twitter users send short messages called tweets, and these are limited to 140 characters. Anyone can read tweets, but only registered users can post them. And people who are following a particular Twitter user get notified every time that person posts a tweet. They can then forward it on to their followers. And this is known as a retweet. Other users can also be quoted in a Twitter tweet by using the at symbol, the A in a circle there. And topics on Twitter can be grouped together using hashtags, which is the number sign that you often find on a telephone keyboard. And when a topic is popular and being retweeted a lot, it's said to be trending. And Twitter is great for business-to-business, business-to-consumer, and consumer-to-consumer communications. And both individuals and corporations can have Twitter accounts, and it's a great way to stay in touch with customers and clients. And Twitter's reach spans the globe. As you can see, it's available in most countries throughout the world. There are some that you can't penetrate with Twitter. China doesn't like Twitter very much, and also some countries in sub-Saharan Africa where the internet and mobile phone networks aren't very well established. You can't get Twitter there. But most other countries, most of the other major countries in the world, major economies in Europe, North and South America, Australia, and so on, can access Twitter. So you have quite a wide reach. And Twitter is sometimes called the pulse of the planet because people can tweet their reactions to events very quickly. And you can also get instant feedback this way. And if you think about it, when you've only got 140 characters, then you're forced to be very concise in your messaging. So you have to get what you want to say down to 140 characters. So you have to be very specific and to the point. So there can't be any waffle or anything in a Twitter tweet. But also, a Twitter tweet being so short is very easy and very quick to read. So people are going to read your tweet in its entirety because it's not very long. Whereas with, say, a blog post, then it's going to take a while to write and it's going to take a long time to read. And sometimes people get bored and click away. But with a tweet, obviously, that's not going to happen. And Twitter is popular with business leaders, it's popular with celebrities, and it's popular with politicians because, of course, you can communicate directly with your customers, directly with your fans, directly with the voters. It doesn't have to go through any middlemen or any other stages. It's just straight to the recipient on Twitter, and that is very, very powerful. And here we can see some famous people's Twitter accounts. We've got Bill Gates, Lindsay Lohan, and President Barack Obama. Now, if you're going to use Twitter for marketing purposes, it works best when you don't try to be too salesy. If you try to send Twitter tweets that are, you know, buy my product and the URL, then you'll find that people will turn away from it quite quickly. What you need to do is to use it in conjunction with other social media. So use it in conjunction with things like Facebook, with YouTube videos, with postings that you have on your blog. It's a good way of drawing people's attention to posts that you have on your blog as well. And basically, when you're using it for marketing, use it to maintain a rapport with your customers and your potential customers, and frankly, you can't go wrong. And you can sign up for Twitter here at twitter.com. Just enter your name, email address, and password in the box here, and click the button here that says sign up for Twitter, and then follow the on-screen instructions is actually very simple.